The Bastard Brothers Rebuild the Town. Our panels include portraits of the Bastard Brothers in the curly, powdered wigs of the time. They both wear brown coats and white shirts with neatly tied cravats. The original paintings hang in the town hall. John was born around 1687 and William about 2 years later. Neither of the brothers married. In June 1731, the Bastard Brothers were surveyor architects and local civic dignitaries, and their expertise saved the town council time and money by repairing damaged walls wherever possible and building new ones on existing footprints, which, fortunately for us, also retained the town's medieval layout. The fire damage allowed some improvements to be made in the town, and John Bastard's map illustrates where some of these were. In the old marketplace, for instance, in front of our present Shambles and Corn Exchange, stood the old butcher's Shambles and Town Hall, and these, along with the almshouses at the bottom of Church Lane, were demolished to widen the marketplace and give access to the lane itself. In Salisbury Street, a large building below the entrance to the Plocks severely narrowed the road, so it was demolished and replaced with another building in line with others as they are today. With other such small realignments granted to householders, Blandford's unbroken street facades came into being. Our exhibit includes the Bastard's drawings and interior plan of the old church destroyed in the fire. It had a steeple, no apse, and only an entrance porch on the south wall with a small door into the tower. The drawings and plans for the new church had the curved apse to the east, the main porch to the south, the west door we use today, and a northern door. Though their elevation shows a straight steeple like that of the old church, the brothers added a sketch of today's cupola, which was chosen as a temporary structure, but the planned steeple never replaced it. Blandford's new town hall was built by 1734, and by 1739 the new Baroque church stood at the end of the widened marketplace. Many buildings were repaired, strengthened, or modified, and the rebuilding of Blandford continued until 1766, perhaps because by then every destroyed home had been replaced.